Hello, everybody. This is the Cop Weekly. This is a 5 to 10 pre-game segment show for Liverpool supporters. Let's get right to it. We have Aston Villa this weekend at Villa Park. I believe time is running out for both teams to secure where they would essentially like to be in the Premier League this season. Aston Villa are fighting for the Premier League safety, and Liverpool is to launch a final run at European places for next season. Villa will probably go into Sunday's clash in high spirits. They've had two league wins in a row. Three in their past five games, but they've all been against struggling teams like Reading, QPR. For Liverpool, we've had three straight much-needed morale-boosting league victories against Swansea, Wigan, and Tottenham. We were dampened a little bit by Southampton, 3-1. That was a tough break, but hopefully they'll be able to get right back to it this Sunday. Brendan Rodgers will definitely be well aware of the threat of the counterattack. That's exactly how they did it last time against us. Christian Benteke pretty much tore us apart single-handedly as they won 3-1 back at Anfield in December. But I'm sure the guys will be up for it this time. We have more striking options this time. We will be playing a different formation. It won't be a 4-3-3 like last time. It'll be a 4-2-3-1. Let's go through the lineup, shall we? Pepe Reina will be starting in goal. There's been a little bit of doubt lately because of his injury, but he looks like he's good to go. He's fit again, and if he plays like he'd been playing in the past few weeks before he got injured, should be a pretty solid game from him. Probably have Glenn Johnson at right back as usual. Don't have anything to add about him. Everybody knows what he's capable of bringing. Deeper, none of these runs up the left wing this time around because of the chance of the counterattack that's coming. Jamie Carragher will probably get the start again in center back, which I think he should. He's been solid back there, and even if he has slipped up a few times, his vocal communication has really held the defense together. So I definitely think he should get the start alongside Daniel Agger, who has probably been our most solid defender this year. We'll probably have Lucas in defensive midfield. I like the way Lucas has done this year. He doesn't quite look like the old Lucas, but I'd give him about a year and a half to get back. He looks pretty good in there. We also have Steven Gerrard there, obviously. Anybody that's listening to this podcast knows enough about Steven Gerrard. I don't need to go on about what he's capable of. Sir Downing will probably be right side. I like him, what he's done at the later part of the season. Yeah, it was a slow start for him this year, but it looks like he's started to gain confidence and play well these last few months. I definitely think that Henderson needs to start this game. That's what was missing last game. The guy to go back and cover and also run up. I think Coutinho probably needs a rest. And he has been informed, but I see him coming on more as a second half. Suarez playing center attacking midfield with Sturridge up on top. I think these two have been at it long enough to where they should be clicking now. They should be feeding off of each other. It's been since the beginning of January. I expect to see a lot from those two in this game today, especially with the opposition that they're up against. I think it'll be standard on what comes out to what you're used to seeing. I think Aston Villa will sit back, try and play the counter-attack game, and Liverpool will play their usual passing the game, try to control the game, and eventually work a way through and have plenty shots on goal. The 4-2-3-1 will definitely help us out on the counter-attack. It's going to be a lot easier to deal with this time around because we don't have to flood guys back like last time when it happened. There'll be two defensive midfielders sitting in front of the defense, and that way we shouldn't have any surprises this Sunday. As for Liverpool, I think we just need to keep pushing and then eventually the result will come. I think we have enough attacking options now, and the style of play is really sinking in that Brendan Rodgers is trying to play. Well, that's it for our weekly update. Thanks for listening, enjoy the game, and come on, you Reds!